Shalom, everybody. We are in page Nun Zain, no? The Esser Sefirot de Yosher. Right. No, that's Chet. We didn't get to the Perek Bet. Did we get to Perek Bet?
No. Not at all.
Yeah. No, let's go to Chet. That's page Nun Zayin 57, first column, second paragraph. Be'eser Sefirot de Yosher, Midat גדלו תלויה באור חוזר העולה מאביות שבמסך. שאב יותר, אור חוזר שלו גדול יותר. Now, let's translate it first and then we're going to talking about it. בעשר ספירות of Yosher. That means the Kav. The Kav, from the beginning to the end, has עשר ספירות. And we said the Kav Yosher means Yashar. It goes one after the other. One Sefirah Keter, Chochmah Bina, and all the way down. So the beginning of it is one Ketze, and the other side is another Ketze. It starts from the aspect of Ratzon Lashpia, and it ends up to the end Ratzon Lekabel. And from reaching from the beginning to the end, we have to go through four phases. Equal to Hashem, Hashem, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. Bechinat Chochmah, Bechinat Bina, Bechinat Zerampin, Malchut. What's the Malchut? Malchut is a Ratzon Lekabel. Over it there is Tzimtzum. That means Malchut, wherever there is a Malchut, wherever there is this Kav, the Malchut will never, ever, Le Olam Va'ed, receives any kind of a light. Okay? Now, it says, so if Malchut doesn't receive Labriut, then what is the Ratzon Lekabel? Now remember this, what I'm telling you, because it will help you. And we studied on the Tuesday, and this is the most important part of understanding. Malchut is a Ratzon Lekabel. Hashem, the end of the Ketzeh, is a Ratzon Lehashpia. It's Hafuch. And therefore, Ratzon Lekabel is disconnected from what? From Ratzon Lashpia. This Malchut became now a Ratzon Lekabel. Now it, which is Ratzon Lekabel, has a Bechira. Has a choice. Either to connect back, that's called Teshuvah, or take it to the lower world for purpose of Ach Lekabel. So therefore, it becomes illegal to receive Ratzon Lekabel. That's why Hashem took this energy called Ratzon Lekabel, called Shekhinah, and put it in a Tuma. That's the Afar. Put it in the ground. What comes out of the ground? Everything to Legadel, to grow the Ratzon Lekabel in you. But everything that it gives you, it takes back from you. It has the highest level of Ratzon Lekabel. And you as a Jew, standing on this earth, taking the food, eating, giving bracha, and giving aliyah to it. So in reality, you are taking the Ratzon Lekabel, which is the Shekhinah, which is you cannot ever go inside to get. You have to bring it out, give aliyah to it, to transcend the Shekhinah. What that means? That the Ratzon Lekabel is in the Olam Tuma, in the heart of darkness. You take this Ratzon Lekabel, you give Aliyah al menat la'ashpia. That's for sake of sharing. That means this malchut exists, this malchut exists, this desire to receive Ratzon Lekabel exists by only continuing to share, continuing to lashpia, bedimut, in the similarity of the Creator, of Or Ein Sof. Now, what is this returning called Or Chozer? We said there is illegal, it's a tameh, to satisfy the Ratzon Lekabel, because the Ratzon Lekabel is on it tzimtzum, and called tzimtzum aleph. That means never the Ratzon Lekabel to be satiated, to be fulfilled. So how can I receive? Only through Or Chozer. Remember that. Or Chozer becomes the kli of Kabbalah, not Ratzon Lekabel. So what is the secret here is that Israel has to go and find that Ratzon Lekabel, which is now in a klipa, and give it aliyah and make it an Or Chozer.
So it's only forbidden if you don't do the Or Chozer. Otherwise,
every time, in simple language, every time there is a hana'ah, pleasure, we said, you are revealing Or Ein Sof, Or Ein Sof. So therefore, if you satisfy, because you have a Ratzon Lekabel to satisfy for pleasure, it's nothing else, it's because you want to reach to a certain level of pleasure. If that Ratzon Lekabel is satisfied for yourself, Ach Lekabel, the word is Ach Lekabel, only for sake of Lekabel, it's ketze, it's end, it's tameh, it's avera. It's avera, zechet, beshegega, million things. Olam hazeh. Olam hazeh. But if there is, you come to a point, suddenly you realize, I have a Ratzon Lekabel. I know there is a pleasure in this coffee. At that moment, I have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Mitzvah means Or Chozer. And that was the most important point I wanted to discuss with you. There is no ever way in your life you can create Or Chozer. By restricting is not Or Chozer. Whoever said that was very novice. By you restricting, that's totally something else. That's because God tells you 365 Altase, that's a mitzvah. Lo lasot. So you don't do. That's the restriction. There's not 1,000 restrictions. There are only 365 restrictions. But that's because you are doing the mitzvah, you are creating a Or Chozer. There is no other way for you. The tzedakah, again, the mitzvah. That's why there is Or Chozer. Every mitzvah that you do, and only through the mitzvah you can create Or Chozer. So what is Lekabel? It's very simple. Extremely simple. How many mitzvot you have done? That much Lekabel. Now, comes to your question. What is more pinimut? What's the meaning of more pinimut? What's the meaning of more pinimi, more essence? It's very simple. The avyoter, what is avyot? Density. He said, which sephira has the highest density? It's malchut, bichna dalet, which there is simsum on it. So in reality, bichna dalet can, because of the highest level of avyot, highest level of Aviyut called Bichna Dalet, the Or Chozer of Bichna Dalet is the highest level. It captures the most. You follow? Less Zach, less Av, the Or Chozer shorter. Less, and it's very clear, if you really don't want to eat, you're not really that hungry. So your Or HaZer is how much? How much you're going to eat? Very little, maybe 2 bites. If you're really hungry, level of highest level, you're going to eat. That's depend on your aviyut. Now, where God this created this aviyut? Where is this aviyut? We said when Hashem wanted to give the possibility of Bechira, because Shmo, Bechina Dalet, of Ensof, Me'ati et atzmech. That means reduced herself. Reduced what? Et ratzon lekabel. And Hashem, the Or and Sof, withdrew and created a halal, makom rekani, avir rekani, as the Etz Chaim says. This giving this domain, for what reason? To lahanot. In order to create a possibility that Or HaZer can share lashpia, that means to give pleasure, and the ratzon lekabel to change itself from ratzon lekabel to ratzon lekabel al menat lashpia. Okay?
I have a question.
Yes. Right.
How come the lekabel is always the compelling force? Because the shoresh is always the hashpia.
Okay. Now you brought this from totally spiritual into this world. Mm-hmm. What is the problem of this world? That there is a duality of the yetzer tov and yetzer hara. There is a concept called ra, a concept that's not complete, a concept that still something wrong with it. In the world of spirituality, in this level right now, Ra doesn't exist. The Klipa yet doesn't exist. Now, we have to come to Bria, to the world Bria, after Olam Atzilut, after Adam Kadmon, after Olam Atzilut, there is Olam Bria. In Olam Bria, this duality starts to activate itself. We will understand. Right now, everything is Echad. Till end of Malchut of Atzilut, everything is Echad. Everything is in concept of Echad. In your Machshava, is anything separated? Everything is connected. There's no problem in the connection in the thought. But when it comes in the doing, things go part, point. It's different worlds we are talking. So leave this aspect of Bria aside. We will get to it very soon, or we tap into it, or we explain. Right now, concentrate to understand. The more you better understand what this avyut means. What is av? By the way, av is ein bet. Ave. One, the word is av. Ave is the Malchut. That really explains Aviyut. We have to understand what this quality of this Aviyut is. Why? Because after the Tzimtzum, what did he do? He said there must be an Or HaZer. He replaced the Ratzon Lekabel. He had to put some, in the computer we call it the bullfire shield. Didn't he say shield? The spaceships, when it goes, wants to fight, and when they fight, they put shield. The tankers, they put all these things right in order to shield. The guy in the Roman time, he had a shield. So he put a shield over this. What is this, the name of this shield? Called Masach. Because you need it. This, I don't know whether you, one of the words of David HaMelech, he It's nothing in the whole Tanakh. Everything is there to give you a sign of how to go back. David HaMelech, there were very few soldiers, and they had to fight the biggest enemy. There were few, there were 26 or something like this. All their shields, because all the soldiers of David HaMelech, the close one, they had shield of gold. David suddenly got an idea. He gave the shields to be polished at night. They went on the top of one hill against the sun, and they created such a
reflection,
Or Chozer, that when the whole people, and they dug something, a hole, big hole, and they put the Or Chozer, and when the soldiers were coming to attack them, they couldn't see. They were totally went blind, destroyed the whole army without even raising one hand. For years and years and years, I said, what is this story in Tanakh? They made a movie out of it. I didn't get it. Until I understood what is the Or Chozer, until I understood what is Aviut. And why Zahav, it says, Zahav is the highest level desire to receive. That's why ladies just simply loved gold. Because it's a metal that represents, that's why the totality of outside of the Aharon HaKodesh was made by Zahav. The candle made of totally Zahav. And unfortunately, the golden calf was made by Zahav too. And golden calf represents what? What caused golden calf? Didn't cause breakage?
No.
That's Shevirat Kehilim. They broke it. They became separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were totally bounded. Caused breakage. Why? Because golden calf was hafuch of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And when he was hafuch, became separated. The moment we say ani, I'm separated. The moment we say I'm separated. The moment I take, I'm separated. The moment I breathe, I'm separated. Why? I don't want to be separated. Because God wants to give you Bechira Chofshi. Wants to give you to be able to decide on your own. The separation is not out of dislike. The separation is because of tremendous amount of love in order to produce a concept important called longing.
Okay.
No, don't say okay. I'm trying my best to relay information, stay in it. What is longing? You thought you don't jump on those words. It's important. What is longing?
Longing is tapping into your Rishimot, your memory of where you were before.
It's your highest level of attraction. It's attraction. That's what a view is. That is, you want to know the essence. What is the pinimiu? It's what you're longing, what you, deep, to the extent that you went very, very beautifully. I am tapping into my Rishima. How far Rishima can go? Regress. That's why they said regression. It's to go and tap into those Rishimot and lifetimes. Every lifetime give you one Rishima. That's your Aviyut. The stronger your Aviyut, the dense your Aviyut, the Or Chozer, longer. What is the longest, and why am I using the word long? Remember, length is Chokhmah, width is Bina. What part of your head creates, causes creation? Your peh. So this is Bina. This represents your Bina, your peh. And how is your peh? It's not long, it's wide. Now, what comes out of your mouth, it's long. How far can it go? Forever. If it's the Divrei Torah, it's forever. That's the Chokhmah. Now, when we say Malchut, I know everybody has, because we have a Malchut within ourselves, and the it is my Malchut, really, which is my desire to receive, and my desire to receive is really what I am. I'm nothing else but my desire to receive. Nothing else. So therefore, I make a mistake with what desire to receive at B'chinat Dalet we are talking here. Most of my desire to receive is a necessity. It's not necessarily I produce that desire to receive. That's my necessity. I have to breathe. I have to eat. I have to drink. That's why the nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim, no matter whether Chas V'Shalom, the person is Rasha or Tzaddik or Beinoni or whatever he is, he's going to give it to him. Irrelevant of who he is. Because it is necessity for him to exist. Who knows, in 20 years, maybe he will say, I'm sorry, and understand the good way, then realize that he shouldn't be a Rasha. That is different. Don't think that way. The Ratzon Lekabel is a concept called Shekhinah Kadosh. It's a Kedusha. It's of the highest level. And my purpose, that's why we say every morning, L'shem Ichud Kedusha B'Rechu Shekhinte B'Dachilu Rachimu Rachimu Dachilu Liyachda. Le'achta Hashem Yud Kei Bevav Kei. Ve'akma Shekhinta Me'afar. That means to raise the Shekhinah from afar. It tells us very simply.
Yes, and that's because the ultimate desire is to raise the goal of creation is for God to give His creation. Unless we have that on the Kabbalah, we can't get to that.
Bravo. Bravo. But in order to be continuity, like the Or Ein Sof, which is always continuity, I need to create a circular relation. Same relation that in Yachdud, Hu Veshmo Echad have. Same. I won't be exactly the same, but similar. Ketzelmo. So will be similarity.
But can I say that's the difference between the original Or that's coming down and Or Chozer is the...
Two different things, completely two different things. It's too bad. The only thing that can capture the Or Yashar, the only thing, captures. Remember, when the vessel, or human being, let's say, receives pleasure, he didn't get anything. He, in reality, didn't get anything. Can you hold on to your pleasure?
No.
Can you hold on?
No.
Oh, yeah, you can. Uh-huh. You're wrong. If you establish through Or Chozer, it's for keep. It's for keep. That pleasure is for keep. If through Or Chozer... The only thing that you cannot remember your pleasure is because those were pleasures that Ach Lekabel. That those you don't remember because you couldn't possibly have received it because it's a, there is what? The shield, the masach. Now this masach has four levels of aviut. This masach is not going to be for existing all the time. This masach has a lifetime. The filament in the lamp. They say right now we have one that is only works for 100 hours. One works for 1,000 hours. One works forever. Why? Because of the aviut of the filament. What is that filament called masach? It's a filament. It's something that if you keep on abusing it, it breaks. Keep on making hole in it, it's going to tear. It's like the ozone of the earth. If you keep on making a hole in it, you get damaging ray in it, and it's, the whole thing goes into chaotic situation, so the nature has to end up to correct itself. So it shows whoosh reaction. But if you keep things into a balanced, correct way, it could be forever. Physics is teaching me. Because physics can make a lamp, gives light. Amazing. Geniuses. The filament works only 100 hours. They made you a car that only works for 5 years. They know after 5 years this is going to break. They know. What did I say? They know that it's going to break after 100 hours. So what this filament is called, masach, what is really this filament is a knowledge called that. Now you know the Sefirah Da'at, how it comes about. There is no such a thing as a Sefirah Da'at. But something produces and brings it to realization, and this is the biggest secret of them all. It's called Masach. This Masach has four levels of Aviyut. Bechinat Aleph, Bechinat Gimel, Bechinat Bet, Bechinat Gimel, Bechinat Dalet. Of course, it has Bechinat Shoresh too. But Shoresh is aviut of what? Efes. No aviut. Absolute Ratzon Lashpia. To that we call Keter. We already studied. I'm reviewing all this with you. But you got to see the whole picture together. And then it becomes amazing when you realize, because what really the most important thing for a human being to have is to have this masach in the best, polished, perfect working. The better this masach works, and all of us have this. Look, is our eyes have masach? Mm-hmm. Huh? This is masach. Right. Our ears have masach? Yes. Our tongue, our mouth has masach? Yes. Everything, your skin, your body, everywhere it works with masach. If the masach is in good condition, you are good. Yes.
All right.
So of course, it depends what you do with your life.
You said the shoresh of this masach is zero of you.
As we said, in reality, has five levels. But four levels. Forget about the fifth. We'll talk about it.
But my question is, it's zero of yud from the bechina above it, not because there are many bechina.
Abarikala. Very good. Now, when we say four levels, what is the zaches part? It's yoter chitzoni. And what is aves part? Yoter pinimi. Most pinimi is bichinat dalet, and most chitzoni is bichinat shoresh. And what we said we're going to deal with is only yosher. We don't have any understanding really as far as the igul is concerned. No, igulim is out of our reach. We study it. But conceptually, really make a drawing out of it, you can. We cannot make drawing in waves. We can only make drawing in linearity. We are in the world of linear. We have to understand linearity. We understand circle, but we don't understand the domain called Ein Sof. And as far as we come to the Malchut of Atzilut, there is no recognition. Only in Atzilut, more or less, it starts to understand, the beginning of understanding of what Sefirot is. So,
3 weeks ago, you said Aviut means indulgement.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we also learned that Ikulims don't have Aviut.
That's correct. Right.
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 And we also learned that, if I would like to rephrase my question and say it another way to see if I can understand it myself better. If the essence, can I say the essence of the Ratzon is Lahashbia? Because at the beginning it starts with Lahashbia.
The source of the Ratzon Lekabel is Ratzon Lahashbia, yes.
The source of it.
Yeah.
I cannot say the essence of it. I'm trying to understand.
Essence of everything is, essence of everything is Or Ein Sof, and Or Ein Sof is Ratzon Lahashbia. You have then complete your sentence,
right?
Because in between it could be misunderstanding.
Yeah, but the building block of the creation is Ratzon
Bravo.
Right.
Now it's correct. The essence, the idea that started all this was of Ratzon Lekabel. It was Shmo that did the first action by reducing its Ratzon Lekabel. Shmo is a Ratzon Lekabel. Shmo became Malchut of this creation. Shmo became the Ribona Olam. She is the Malchut of Ein Sof. Malchut of Ein Sof became the boss of the bosses. It's very simple. The Ribona Olamim, Adona Adonim. Let's go to Achet now. אמנם בספרת דיושר יש עניין של אור חוזר העולה מהזיווג של המסך עם האור העליון. So therefore, אור ישר, it comes, אור עליון, comes down, hits the מסך. המסך, we said, is the reflector. שמידת גודלו של אור חוזר זה נמדד בשיעור אביות. And the גודל, the גדלות, the אורך of this, we call אביות. שיש במסך המזדווג באור העליון. Now, there is a very important word called זיווג. Of אור ישר and אור ומסך, they have a זיווג. It's not come and touch and go. If you come and you touch me, you already had me. In Hebrew, it's amazing. First of all, we know that the tikkun of the world is through achila. That's why the first sin is really is on achila, lechol. If you take something, you make a mistake in Hebrew, in Israel, what they tell you?
Eating.
A variety of stuff.
No, one is achalta etze.
Achalta
ota. Toda rabba. What is achalta ota? Lama achalta ota. Why on everything you say you ate it? Come on, this is not eating. What I did was not aspect of the eating. But we put the name. No matter what, you eat it. You do something, you're going to eat it. You create anything, you're going to eat it. You got to eat it. And that's why in Hebrew, when I really got my head, I said, oh my God. Achalta ota. Yeah, well, where the slang comes from.
Yeah.
There is a...
It's a slang, but look.
Look how much really it says. It tells you the whole truth about the whole thing. Come on. We are the factory of Ratzon Lekabel. And the highest level is...
Yeah, but let's go back to eating.
No, longer haven't heard that.
I was a kid. I was 15, 16 years old when I heard this in Israel. 16 years old. And I said to myself, what are they talking about?
Okay, what was the conclusion? conclusion. I'm not getting that.
That means every activity you do.
Right, I understand that.
You eat it. You are responsible for it.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
You know, it becomes
you consumed it.
Yeah.
You consumed it.
Right. It becomes part of you.
You consume, you cannot. So now if the light touches this masach, she is going to get it. There is no way I touch you and I don't leave a rashima. So this light and this masach, they have a relation. This light wants to go through. This masach says, I don't want you to come through. To opposite. How about male and female? Same. What the woman has? A masach. Until he goes and pierces it. But it's a masach. It's all concept of masach. So there is a fight between this light and this masach. Literally. This light goes, let me go. I want to 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 go. No. Eagle doesn't have no masach.
No, I understand that.
No. This masach, you have to understand this masach, what it is. You have to understand the character of it. You have to understand everything about this masach. This masach is what's all about. It's not, it's a masach. It's a concept called Mem Samech. Out of all the words, Mem Samech. Out of all the words, and you know what Mem Samech means. It's Mem Samech. Those are two words that in the letter of the Aseret Dibrot, in the Luchot, they were hanging. It was a miracle by itself how it stood really over there. Because Samech is a igul. Mem is igul too. One is closed, one is open. One is part of the Maved. Yeah, it's a name you don't want to even say. And this Masach is important. In this, everything happens in this masach. All is about this masachim. If you don't have masachim in your body, you are in big trouble. All is about this masach. And where did God create this masach? Where God created the concept called aviut? You follow? It's something new. Okay, reduce desire to receive it, withdraw. That's the tzimtzum. Well, where did you create the masach? Where this masach came from? He said, through creating the kav. Now you understand what this kav can be made kav. What really masach to your understanding represents? If I want to define another angle, this masach, I say, Gvul. What Gvul says? What is Gvul? Limit. Border. Till here, that's it. You dictate. Till here. If you go further than this, you're going to fall. Till here. You cannot go further. That's it. Done. So, another definition. That's why in Sefer Yetzirah it says v'chakak, chakika. What is the word chakika? It's to engrave. When you engrave, what you do? You give a definition limit. You say, this is it. This is what it is. It's chakuk. Comes from the word chok. That's the chukim. Or chukot. It's a chok. That's how he carved it. That's how he put it. He put gvul. Through what energy? Called masach. That's the masach.
The masach defines the nature.
Defines everything. Because why the masach is so important?
Masach puts this formula for nature that there is a rule that you will live by.
Well, this ruleship is made by Shmo, by the way. But the Masach is the tool that he uses. Now, what is the benefit of this Masach?
It's a learning tool.
Essentially, yes.
It's to be divided between the light and yourself.
What most important about this masach? That too.
To know how much light you can let in and to know how much light...
Bravo.
That's protection.
Control.
Control.
Control the amount of or chozer. Don't pick up or pick up as much as you can handle. Because or chozer essentially does what? Now, we said or chozer only produced by mitzvah. One word. How do we write mitzvah?
Oh God.
How do we write mitzvah? Say that again. Mem, tzadik, vav, hey. Matzah, vav, hey. What is motzi or matzah? Found, brought about, the vav, hey. That's what the problem is. In the yud, k, there's no problem. The problem is only in Vavke. So mitzvah is to give you opportunity to find this Vavhe, to connect it to your Yudhe. It's the most amazing talking God talks to us.
You're flying today.
Am I? Yeah. Good Baruch Hashem. And I was late. Maybe I should be late all the time. I'm trying to cover it. Huh? Baruch Hashem. Now here we go. So it's the Orchoze Zen Nimdot Beshiur Aviut Shebe Masach Hamizdaveg Beor HaElyon She Masach HaYoter Av Hainu Bichina Dalet Nimsa Megale Kuma Shelima Shel Eser Sefirot. So how can I complete? By the way, nothing in the world is complete until it has Eser Sefirot. You are not complete until you have Minyan. You cannot say Kaddish, there is no way. You bring 10,000 Torah and put in a place and they stay not Minyan, you cannot say Kaddish. Because Eser is going to complete it. It's Eser. Don't we say? Another slide. Eser. Why? It's complete. Here comes this Eser Sefirot. So the only thing that really captures Eser Sefirot is only only Or Choser Av Bichinat Dalet. Shehi At HaKeter. Shehi At HaKeter. So, where Or Choser Av Malchut goes? Pay attention to me, all of you. How far goes Or Choser Shel Av Malchut?
Keter.
How far goes Or Choser Shel Av Yesod? Yes? 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 What's the Or Choser of? Then next one, hold.
The next one?
Yeah. Isn't this above Yesod is Hod? And then Netzach? Huh? There's no that. How far goes Netzach? And how far goes Tiferet then?
Tiferet?
Uh-huh. And how far goes Gevura? You are out of Sefirot already. Good. I'm glad that you realized that. You didn't fall for it. Now, Yesod and Hod and Netzach and Tiferet and Gevura and Chesed, they have only one Aviyut called Bichinad
Gimel.
They're all of them the same Bichina. No, the Vav Ketzavot. Only Yesod, Hod, they are all have the Bichinat Gimel. They are all one. That's why we call them Zeirampin. Because they are all entity of one partsuf called Zeirampin. And what is the Aviyut in it? Bichinat Gimel. How far Bichinat Gimel goes?
Yesod.
till Chokhma. And then Bina is Bichinat Bet. Ahavar goes Bet. That's where Bina is. Now we will realize that this Aviyut, every time there is a Zivug between Or Yashar and there is a production of Or Chozer, the capability of this Aviyut becomes less. What that means? You are hungry. You are sitting on your table. This is the most important really to understand in this. Because after this we have to work with the Aviyut. And only the Aviyut is going to allow you to understand the level of consciousness. Now, follow this. You come here and you sit down and you start to eat. When you put the first bite in, is your second bite has the same strength of desiring to eat as much as the first one?
No.
What reduced?
Aviyut.
Your aviyut.
Sometimes it does.
Usually.
If it's surprisingly good, you want to take the.
But no, I don't think
right.
It's as good as the first.
It's too what good, they but say when good. You have something
no.
That you want, you don't no longer.
No, we
want.
Talked about the desire.
At the end. That's because you get satiated.
Something like wow, so the desire gets, now you know.
Oh yeah, but your that hitlahavut is not the same. That excitement is not the same. It's all the time that you take another bite. It's less. How many bites did Adam take out of the fruit? I don't know, maybe he liked it, he ate it all. He took a couple of more to take on the way. Now, Ariketer, Ve'im omnam shi'ur ha'aviyut shebemasach pachot hu bebichinat echad, and if it reduces from bichinat dalet to bichinat gimel, ve'ein bo ela bichinat gimel, and now it is bichinat gimel, nimtza megale rak עשר ספירות של כל אחד מהם אין לה אלא קומה חוכמה. So all the בחינת גימל is only reaches the קומה חוכמה, וחסר הכתר. So if my אור חוזר goes until חוכמה, and I don't reach to capture the כתר, what am I missing now?
If my
אור
חוזר goes to
חוכמה, and doesn't go to כתר,
right.
What בחינה I am missing? בחינה כתר, שורש. Now, the best we can do, best, if you are really Gaon, you go up to Chokhmah. Always we are missing something. Always there is no completion. Shall be all the way to the end. Why? Because there is no more Bichinat Dalet. We will see that. We lose this Bichinat
Dalet. Well, if you have the Aviyut of Bichinat Dalet, obviously you won't have the Or Chozer.
Unfortunately, we lost it. And we will realize that we cannot. Because the moment that I produce the Bichinat Dalet, how far I go? To Keter, Eser Sefirot, finished. I've done it. It's necessary only once to produce an Or Chozer all the way to Keter. But that possibility does not exist.
Doesn't that go by definition because there is a masach there? A masach by definition reflects or doesn't allow certain amount of the, doesn't allow the light to go in. So
never.
The light that we return is not the full extent of the.
Or the first time? Remember. First kav that came in and hit the masach. What was that kav? That Or Yashar was Or kav of Esof. The Or Chozer called Adam Kadmon. That capture of that light is Adam Kadmon. That's the Keter. We will never reach that ever again. Never. The best we will do, best, is Bichinait Gimel, called Chokhmah, called Chaya. Adam Kadmon is Yechida already. Because it's Keter. So we study it to understand the aspect of the most purest what it is. Could be. The most purest. Because it's a Bichinat Shoresh. After that, Atzilut, Birya, Yetzira, Asiya, we start working with Aviyut. We start to work Aviyut. When we come to this world, if Asiya is Aviyut, what is this world? What is Olam Hazeh? Olam Hazeh, we are not in the Olam Asiya. Olam Asiya is the consciousness of action.
Right.
Olam Hazeh is the matrix, is the illusion to come into, to exercise understanding of Olam Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilut. Olam Hazeh, you can exercise any level of Aviyut that you want. It all depends to your decision, to your awakening, how far you want to transcend. If you want to be a level of nefesh, you stay in a level of nefesh. But there is a possibility for you to rise, to transcend, and go through olamot.
And what did you say about olam asiya?
Action.
No, you said something else.
What did I say?
The
aspect of consciousness.
What?
This world is, to me, is a matrix. This is everything is really working exactly in the realm of the, you saw the movie called Matrix.
Right. I wasn't okay.
It's made to feel, made you to feel as real. You feel, you eat the steak and you say, my God, this steak really tastes good, but it's an illusion. It's not a real pleasure. Real pleasure is only on Shabbat. That's called Onik. But in the matrix, I didn't see Shabbat, so there is no reality in the movie. If it was Shabbat and was explaining Shabbat, it would explain Shabbat differently. Huh? Maybe I'm telling you, maybe. Yeah, of course. Now, ve'im ein bo ela aviyut shel habichina bet, and if there is only the aviyut of bichinat bet, nimtza megaler rak es sefirot shel kol achad mihem ela koma bina. And if it is bet, it's koma bina. And now we go, what is? Ve'chasera keter, ve'chasera chokma. So, first, let's look at the Bichina Dalet. What's Bichina Dalet? Has any chisaron? No chisaron. Another word I want you to remember. What is chisaron? Lack. This, does Malchut has any lack? Oh my God. What amazing. It's a Bichina Dalet. It doesn't have no lack. Because it's Or Chozer reaches till Keter. But if becomes Bichina Gimel, it's Or Chozer goes to the level of Chokhmah, and what is Chisaron of Chokhmah? Keter. Now, if it's level of Bet, it's Or Chozer goes Bina, and what is Chisaron Shel Bina? It's Keter Chokhmah. Now, if it goes to the level of Chesed, what is its Chisaron? It's Keter Chokhmah and Bina. That's our problem. We can go how far? How far do I know I can make chesed? Can I make chokhmah? Well, how far my chokhmah goes? No far. But my chesed can go all the way till Ein Sof. We have a limited chokhmah bina. I'm not really connected to my chokhmah bina. I even don't know how much I know.
That's true.
I really don't know how much I understand. I don't. But I know how far I can go and do good. As much as I have done good and I know that's good, that's how far I've got. That limit I know.
That's because that's the one right beneath
the Ketar Chokhmah Bina. That's right. That's up in the seven tachtonim. I'm after Olam of seven tachtonim. So, in order to live in the Olam Tachton, you need Aviyot Bechinat Dalet, Bechinat Gimel. But I need to find the Bechinat Bet as well. That means I have to do the Neshama too. Now he says, Bechinat Bet, Chaser what? Keter and Chochmah. Ve'im ein b'masach el Aviyot Bechinat Dalet. And which one has Aviyot Bechinat Dalet? Which one of the Sefirot has a Bechinat Dalet? If Bina is Bechinat Bet, what's the Aviyot of Chochmah? Bechinat Dalet. Now I got to do this exercise. Gimel or Chozer reach till Chochmah. And now, or Chozer of Chochmah is how much? That is Yesod that reaches till Chochmah. Chochmah reaches how far? Only Bechinat Alef. Only Bechinat Alef. The Aviyut of Chokhmah is Bechinat Alef. The Aviyut of Bechinat Bina is how much? Bet. Aviyut Shel Zerampin, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod is how much? Is Gimel. Aviyut Shel Malchut is Alef. Now, Aviyut Shel Bechinat Alef, Or Chozer Shelo goes how far? Keter. Or Chozer Shel Zerampin goes how far? Or Chozer Shel Bina, how far it goes? It's Bina. Or Chozer Chochmah goes how far? To itself. And Bina goes to where? To itself. They are all Echad. As soon as you get to Bina, Bina, Chochmah, Keter, they are really all part of really Keter. They are the Gimel Rishonim. They are one. However, the level of density of Chochmah is different than Bina. Bina is Bet. Chochmah is Aleph. Keter is Shoresh. Now, what it means it's Shoresh? What's zero? It does have an Or Chozer or doesn't have Or Chozer? Doesn't have Or Chozer. Because it doesn't have no view. So, therefore, Keter is Or Yashar. Totally Or Yashar. If I want to tap into Or Yashar, pure Or Yashar, where do I have to tap in? Keter. Musaf Shabbat, where do I tap in? Keter. Keter Yitnu. That's the only time I can tap into the Keter. Shoresh. Pure, with no Aviyut.
That's after the place so that the Yashar can come.
Bravo, Sheshed Yamim, 6 days are what? Bichinat Gimel. And how far takes me Bichinat Gimel? Aviyut of Bechinat Gimel, how far the Or Chochmah, bravo, I am in Chochmah. Get on Friday, I have reached the Chochmah. On Shabbat, bingo, I get the Keter, which includes Chochmah Binadat. Shabbat, he said, is Yesod, which includes the Or Malchut. Malchut by itself never will receive light. Never. Yesod holds the light of Malchut.
Because
the tzaddik stands there. Because the tzaddik stands, Ish stands there. Now you understood through Sefirot why Shabbat is so kadosh. Because it has includes Eser Sefirot. Yamei Chol. Why it says Chol? Because it does not include Eser Sefirot. It's only seven Sefirot.
So in the
Of course. It's all one. It's lak and sof because there is no masach. It's all straight or yashar. That's why he said you cannot deal into it. Because it's all or yashar. There is no masach. Until it becomes b'chinah daled av nekuda emtsai, then there is the or chozer. There is a b'chinah daled. Otherwise, all the way. That, again, you went to Olam Briya. That's, don't mix the Olam Briya with Adam Kadmon.
There is
no Shesh too. There is everything in Adam Kadmon. There is nothing in the world that is not in the seed. Everything is in the seed. That's the Keter. That's the whole concept of it's Or Yashar. There's no aspect of aviut in the Keter. That's why it's called the Shoresh. There's no aviut.
The Or Chozer that you within Zeranpin that goes to itself, it still depends on Nesach or Yesod, which part of it is returning, right? It's like the returning light from Nesach or Yesod, they are not the same.
Now, when we come to Zeranpin, we will learn that those are Ketzavot, those are ends. Your day is finished. Tuesday finishes. Wednesday finished. It's end. It has a beginning and has an end. But when we come to Shabbat, we have totally different concept. Why? Because we are adding the missing part.
The Gemel Rishonim.
It's a Keter Yetnu. You complete it. That's why Shabbat is Shabbat. It's the only opportunity you have that you make it complete as a zero.
No, but I mean that within Zeiran Pin is it's returning back to itself.
Right? What that means? I don't understand. Zeiran Pin.
You said because they are all one entity.
Acting of the same aviut, same or called Ruach. The concept of Ruach has, in reality, six levels.
But are they truly the same level, all of them?
Oh, yeah. All Bichinat Gimel.
They have the same Koma.
All same Koma. That means Bichinat Gimel. All of them, they have same Koma. That's why there is no difference between them. And that's why there was a Shevirat Keilim in this place. That's why the whole problem is in here. Because there is Gvulim, there is ends. That's why there is Midot. That's why it is the realm of Ruchaniut. It's the whole problem we will realize is here. Here, how many Malchut exist in this Zeranpin? How many Malchuyot? Seven really. Say, Chesed has a Malchut. Is Eser Sefirot Chesed by itself? Chesed, Eser Sefirot Shel Gevura, Eser Sefirot Shel Tiferet, Eser Sefirot Shel Netzach, Eser Sefirot Shel Hod, Eser Sefirot Shel Yesod, Ze Shishim. That's the 6,000. That's the 600,000 ish. That's all this ketzavot. Chaya echad omedet be'emtza rakia. What is this rakia? Seven. That's the whole shamayim. That's the totality. It's to learn these vav. Vav ketzavot. What's happening? Why? Because there is end to it. Because this is where you have to deal with gvulim, with chukim, with mishpatim. The laws, everything is in this Shamayim. That's where the Yam is. That's where the whole thought is. That's why it's called Zeiranpin. I don't need to deal with Arichampin, the big one. I can't handle the big one until I take care of the little one. I have to go through the little from Katnut, I have to go to Gadlut. I cannot say, hey, I want to talk to the boss. They won't allow me to go to talk to the boss. First, I have to talk to this little one called Zeiranpin. Through him, And what is this Zerampin finally for us? What's the name we know on this Zerampin? Who is governing? What's the name governing this Zerampin? Hovaya. He's Hovaya. Our deal is with Hovaya. Hovaya is there to deal with Elohim, with Adnei, with Shindal Yud, El Shaddai, El Chai. It's all the names. Everything goes through this Hovaya. Call this Zerampin. It's everything. Let's finish this and we are done. ואם אין במסך אלא אביות דבחינה דלת נמצא מגלה עשר ספירות שכל אחד מהם, that's why it says כל אחד מהם, there is more than one. כל אחד מהם, אלא קומת זעיר אמפין. ואם המסך זך ואין בו אפילו אביות בחינה א', that means it totally becomes zach. What it means becomes zach? Is it there? Yes. Is that glass is zach? If it is very clean, perfectly pure, it's zach. But if a slightest color in it, or a slightest curtain covering it, or a filter covering it, it's not really zach. So he says, it's no aviyut. It's no. What the aviyut really should do? The aviyut should cause creation of or chozer. If there is no aviyut, the light is going to come through. So it's the aviyut that has the possibility to push back the light. Koach litchot.
The aviyut or the masach?
Masach is aviyut. Aviyut is the property of the masach. If you don't have the property, you don't have masach. That's why I insist you to understand it. I took the whole paragraph, we took the whole lesson to discuss the most important thing of understanding of Kabbalah is understanding this aviyut. Va'az eino megale shum koma. And through this, there is no gilui. In Keter, in thought, do you megale, do you reveal anything? Keep on thinking from now till 50,000 years. Do you really megale anything? Why? Come on. Why I cannot think and poof, to be there? He says, because even God did it differently for you to say that, no, you cannot do it, because God came out and said it. Until he did not say, nothing happened. He couldn't. He didn't come and say, oh, I thought and it was there. No. He came and he said it. He says, look, I create you in my image. You're going to do the same. You have to say it. If you don't say it, nothing is going to happen. That's why you don't say tefillah, nothing is going to happen. Nothing. Because you got to say it. God, aren't you in my heart? Don't you understand what's going on? Aren't you anywhere, everywhere? He says, yeah, but you know the rule. I said chok. It's the rule. If I said it, you got to say it. I could have thought that everything created is the God. In order to give you an example, no, in your thinking you will not do anything. You sit down, you build palaces in your head. I wish 1/10 of the thoughts that I had in my head I could have just thought and exist. But they say mind over matter. Are they fooling me? What is this mind controls matter? Now, after you got me to explain it to you, then I brought you the paradox for you to realize. That they come and give me another slang they throw into my face. Mind controls matter. Does mind controls matter? Good. Now it says, Bichinat Aleph, Bechinat Aleph? Absolutely as Eino Megale Shum Koma. But Bechinat Dalet? Controls mind over matter. In thought, nothing gets revealed. In action, you can reveal everything you want.
Why is it that after you do the action, still the orchestra goes back to the thought part for you to connect to Shoresh?
same way that comes from above to below, is in this I come Keter Chokhma Bina. The only way is that I can go the same back up. So now we see there is a or Yashar comes from above to below, or Chozer is the same right root from. Now you said something very important, Baruch Hashem. How this thing goes up? Isn't there this masach? This masach stops you going down, and this masach stops you going up. The problem is not only bringing the light in. How on the earth can I now get out of this gravity called gravity? You think it's easy to get out of? Here it is. They missed yesterday to shoot this Challenger. They have to wait 1 month. 1 month. They can't. Oh, well, come on. Why? Because, you know, the window, the angle that this guy got to go, it doesn't, the opportunity doesn't come. It comes another month. Who's controlling it? Who told you? Shoot the guy up there and let him maneuver, do whatever. He says, no, excuse me. He won't do. He won't go. He won't. Why? That's the nature. Put the hook. This is the hook. You think that whenever you want to get out, you get out? The Torah comes and tells Aaron, Lo b'chol et avo el ha-kodesh. It's not any time you want, you get up and you say, yeah, I'm here. You put a hook. You put a tie. So here it says, Az eino megale shum koma rak bechinat malchut bilvad. Oh, excuse me. Who reveals? Does Bechinat Dalet reveals Malchut? Bechinat Dalet, which is Malchut, reveals Malchut? No, it reveals Keter. Because the Or Chozer goes up to Keter. Reveal Gimel, Or Chozer goes till Chochmah. Reveals what? Chochmah. Who reveals Malchut? Who reveals Malchut?
But when it
who reveals Malchut? Think. Malchut.
Keter should
why?
Everything below it.
Why?
Because that's the original intent of Keter or the Shoresh.
Now, why? Why, says he? You're here?
I am, but I'm not.
Is Malchut ever to receive?
No.
Is Koma Keter has any or Chozer? So cannot receive? That's how it gets revealed. Only the Or Keter can reveal Malchut. No other light.
But when the returning light comes in,
so Malchut, Bechinat Dalet, causes that everything else, that means Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Netzach, Hod, Tiferet, Gevura, Chesed, Bina, Chochmah, to reveal. Only she, only Keter reveals her. That's why Malchut and Keter, they are one. Why? Because Malchut of these 10 Sefirot becomes Keter of the next one. Is
Malchut gets.
We got that?
Yeah, Malchut gets revealed after the Or Yashar comes in, after the Or Chozer takes place. And
no. Only that Malchut gets revealed only by the Or of Keter. And first comes to Keter, but that light that comes to Keter and is the light of Keter, and it's, we're going to learn. I haven't seen it. The first light that comes into Keter, has the light of whom? How many sefirot of the light is in the Keter already?
Ten.
All, everybody. One for himself and nine for the lower one. Chokhmah, how many light has? Light of how many sefirot? We said chaser keter. So he has chokhmah, nine altogether, eight others. Bina, how many it has light? He says chaser two. So it has eight lights. One is his own, and seven for the lower part. Ah, Baruch Hashem. We are done.